A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Samech Aleph, Yuma 61A, pagination page 121. Please join me by counting up from the wide lines in the middle of the page. Count up about six lines, and you'll see Tuf Resh Tanu Rabbanon. Our topic is the special sprinkling that the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur. And we discussed these sprinklings. The highlight, of course, was the sprinkling that was done in the Kodesh Kadoshim, in the most inner of the sanctuary, in front of the Aron. And that was done, the Par Karban and the Soyer Karban, two separate animals. Their bloods were brought in one after the other. Then there was the sprinkling done in front of the Paroches curtain in front of the Kodesh Kadashim while he's standing in the Kodesh area. And again, the Par, then the Soir. And then finally he mixed the two bloods and he would do a special sprinkling on the Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach. So the Mishnah told us on the previous page that if blood was spilled out and he lost it before he finished the requisite sprinkling, so there were certain units, certain cutoffs, and once he completed and qualified, he wouldn't have to go back to an earlier unit. So that, for example, if he successfully completed the Kodesh Kadashim in front of the Aron, and then it spilled out, so he's going to have to get new blood. He's going to have to shecht a new carbon, a paran, a soy, whatever he's going to have to do. But he's going to start from the second unit. He's not going to have to redo the sprinkling in front of the aron, because he did it. It's checked off. The machlokis that we saw in the Mishnah was if it spilled out in the middle of the sprinkling of a unit. And the machlokes was that according to the Tanakhama, you have to go to the beginning of the unit. And according to the second Shittos, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, you continue exactly from where you left off. If you want to focus a little bit, it's a little bit reminiscent of the discussion that we have if a Shliach Tzibur, a Chazan, has to be replaced. In middle of davening, he's a doctor, he gets called out. Or in middle of davening, he's a weak man, and suddenly he says, I just can't go on. And you have to replace him. Where do you have to start from? Do you just continue from where you're up to? Next word, just keep going. Or you have to start from the beginning of the bracha. I'm not saying that this machlokas is linked to that one, but it just helps us focus what exactly was the question over here. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. V'chila, and you complete, mikaperes HaKodesh, from atoning in the Kodesh, says the Gemara, ze lefnai v'lefnim. Those words of the Pasuk refer to the innermost part of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Pasuk continues and says, Oel Moed, that there was an atonement regarding the Oel Moed, and the Gemara interjects and says, oh, ze heichol. That's talking about the sprinkling that's done in the Kodesh, in the Heichal, and that's the sprinkling done in front of the Paroches, in front of the curtain. And then the Pasuk continues and says that there's an atonement of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara interjects, Kimashma'o, Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach. I don't have to tell you anything. You got it. Melamed, this teaches you, Shekulan kapara kapara b'fnei atzman, it teaches you that each one is a completed atonement in and of itself, and these are the different levels, Kodesh Kadashim, in front of the Paroches, and then the Mizbeach. Mikan Omru, from here we learn, Nosan Miktsas Matono Shebifnim, if a person did part of the inner sprinklings, V'nishbach Hadom, and then the blood spilled. Yovidam acher, you have to bring new blood, which means a new carbon. V'yaskil batchila b'matano shebifnim, and you have to start again with the inner sprinklings, because you did not complete that unit. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, the second opinion says, Eino maschel elo mimakom shepasak, you begin from the place you left off, and you do not start from the beginning of the unit. Let's continue the Brisa. Yeah.
If he's in the second unit, in the middle of the second
unit, everything is going to be explained. Fasten your seatbelt. Gomar es hamatanos shebifnim v'nishbach hadom. If you completed the inner sprinklings and then it got spilled out, he tripped. Yovi dam acher, he brings new blood. V'yaskel batchila b'matanos shebeheicho. And he starts from the beginning of the paroches sprinklings, because he doesn't have to go back to the Kodesh Kadoshim, because that unit was completed. Nosan miktsas matana shebeheichov v'nishbach hadom. Very meticulous here. What happens if it got spilled out while he was in the middle of sprinkling by the paroches? Yovi dam acher, he brings new blood, v'yascha batchila beheichov, and he has to start again in front of the paroches. Again, there's a dissenting opinion. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omrim, Eina maschal makom shepasak. You only start from the place you left off, because they hold you could just come right in and continue, and you don't have to go to the beginning of the unit. That is the dissenting opinion of Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Final case. Gomar matana shebeheichol. Let's say he finished the paroches once. Finish bachadam and it's spilled. You start with the new blood by the Mizbeach, because the Kodesh Kadoshim was done successfully and the Parochas was done successfully. Let's say you started the Mizbeach and it got spilled out in the middle. Finish Bachadam. Yovi Damacher, bring new blood. And you have to start again from the beginning of the Mizbeach. Again, there's a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Makom Sheposak Humaschil, you continue where you left off, and you don't have to go to the beginning of that unit. Great. Goma Matana Shebe Mizbeach Finish Bachadam, if you finish the Mizbeach and then it's spilled out, Divriakol Loma Akvi, everybody agrees that spilling the remaining blood by the outer Mizbeach is not critical, and you will not have to bring a new carbon in order to do that. And once you're done, you're safe, and you were yotze the requirements of Yom Kippur.
This is by the outer Mizbeach.
That remaining blood to be put in the outer Mizbeach is not critical enough to... it's not ma'akiv.
Third stage.
Okay. Omer Rabbi Yechanan says... Ushneyan mikra echad dorshu, and the two opinions that were outlined so meticulously in this brisa are darshaning the same pasuk. Keep in mind, when we began the brisa, we attributed a pasuk in Acharemos that says that you finish the kodesh, the ohel moed, the mizbeach, to infer that there are units. And once I finish this one, I finished, and I go on to the next one. And therefore, you don't have to go back all the way to the beginning if something happens, but rather you only go back to the beginning of your unit. Rabbi Yechanan says, though, that there's a further machlokes where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon don't even bother with units. They totally say that there's no such thing as redoing sprinkling. That's a pretty extreme position. Forget about units. You don't redo sprinkling. Where do they get to source that position? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Ushnei mikra echad darshu, they're both darshaning one specific pasuk. The pasuk says, Midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana yechaper. From the chatas, from the blood of chatas, of atonement, It should happen once a year. So Reb Meir Sava, the Tanakhama, holds Chatas Achas Amarti Lach. He learns the word Chatas as if it's a korban Chatas. Velosh de Chatos. And he says, you bring one Chatas, and you don't bring two. That there's a case where the unit was completed, and you don't have to redo it. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Savri, but the second opinion holds that the word chatos should be understood from the word chitui, which means sprinkling. In other words, if you were writing a dictionary, there would actually be two definitions for the word chatos. One of them, which actually would be very smooth, where in Parshas Chukas, where the Parah Aduma is discussed, chatos as in chitui, sprinkling, where you're sprinkling the water. So they learn that chitui echod amarti lach v'lo shnei chituyin. The Torah demanded of you one sprinkling and not two. And therefore they learn that any sprinkling that's done is done. And the pasuk is telling you chitui achas, one chatas, one sprinkling and not two. But again, the way Reb Meir holds and the way this is outlined most clearly as the position that we take, the pasuk is saying chatas hakipurim, a specific carbon, a carbon chatas, and exactly when you would bring a second chatas and when not is based on the earlier pasuk of Vikila, that it's divided into units, kodesh kadashim, ol moed, mizbeach. If something goes wrong during a unit, you begin the unit again, but once you completed the unit, it's done, and you do not have to redo. Yashar koach.